Are you ready to make the noise?
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. With me is Maris.
Hello.
Because it's Maris Monday, and I'm Lillian, because I forgot to announce who I was.
Oh, dang.
You're listening to us on Eclipse Day.
Eclipse Day.
Eclipse Day.
Eclipse.
And you may be scared because a lot of people have said a lot of dumb shit on the internet. Well, let me assure you, yes, you will die, but not because of the eclipse, just because we're human and we're all going to die and it's fine.
Yay.
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 So, yeah, there's a lot of cool shit surrounding eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to talk about it.
Is it called plasma? Is that what's around the eclipse? I don't know.
There's all kind. I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might make you feel weird.
Yeah.
And that is normal.
Yeah.
The temperature may drop as much as 12 degrees.
That's a lot.
Animals will go silent, including insects.
Dang.
Or some insects like cicadas and crickets will get noisy because they think it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Bees will fly back to their hives. And the wind may switch directions.
Dang.
I find that fascinating.
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 Hmm.
So, yeah. Now we're going to talk about all the natural phenomenon.
The phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you view a total solar eclipse with your stupid glasses, don't stare at it with your face.
No, don't do that.
You might notice a sliver of light around the moon's edge that appears like beaded.
Yeah.
Kind of like a necklace. And this is known as Bailey's beads. And it's named for the astronomer Francis Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
Who described the effect in 1836. And it is caused by sunlight kind of rippling over the moon's uneven topography.
Hmm.
Indeed. Science.
Topography.
Here's more cool shit. Solar prominences, also known as filaments, are huge plasma and magnetic field structures that rise from the sun's surface.
Dang.
Normally, we can't see these on Earth,
but
during an eclipse, they are visible behind the moon, appearing like the petals on a flower.
Hmm.
That gives me a little bit of a boner.
That's a weird reaction to have.
A science boner.
Oh.
I'm just excited.
Oh, okay.
Both total and annular eclipses mess with certain radio wave frequencies.
Hmm.
But nobody knows why.
No,
scientists suspect it might have something to do with the way the sun interacts with Earth's ionosphere, which is known to fluctuate in response to things like solar flares and solar storms. On April 8th, citizen scientists and ham radio enthusiasts across all of the country are going to be like, they're just going to have a huge science boner and they're going to like test their radio equipment and stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Did you know that even microorganisms are susceptible to solar eclipses' weird vibes?
Oh, I'm into that.
A 2011 study of bacteria growing on laboratory petri dishes during a total eclipse in India found that the microbes became smaller and differently shaped under the peak of the eclipse. But they've never been able to replicate those experiments again.
Those are special microbes now.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think all that also shadows get wiggly as fuck.
They get wiggly and crescenty.
The first before they get crescenty, they get wiggly.
Cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we're going to talk about ancient cultures' beliefs about why the eclipse happened.
Okay.
And these are always fun.
Yeah.
So ancient Hindu mythology kind of gives like a really interesting explanation. According to their legends, a cunning demon named Rahu sought to drink the nectar of the gods and thus attain immortality.
This seems like a good idea.
Yeah, and he disguised himself as a woman and attempted to attend a banquet of the gods, but Vishnu was like, bitch, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
As punishment, the demon was beheaded.
Oh.
And his decapitated head flew across the sky, and that darkens the sun during an eclipse.
Wow, that's a really metal explanation.
And there's more. So some versions of the legend say that Rahu actually was able to take a tiny sip of the nectar of the gods, but was beheaded before the elixir reached the rest of his body. So his immortal head is in perpetual pursuit of the sun, sometimes catches and swallows it, but the sun quickly reappears because he has no throat and it just flies out the bottom of his head.
Still pretty metal. That's a very metal story.
A lot of these are super metal.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to do the Incan ones.
Okay.
In South America.
Yeah.
They worshipped Inti, the all-powerful sun god. Enki was believed to be benevolent, but solar eclipses were thought to be a sign of his wrath and displeasure.
No.
Following an eclipse, spiritual leaders would attempt to, like, figure out why he was so pissed off and determine, like, the sacrifices that should be offered.
Mm-hmm.
The Incas didn't usually practice human sacrifice. It is thought that an eclipse was occasionally deemed serious enough to do it.
I mean, sometimes you need a human sacrifice as a treat.
They would all fast and the emperor would hide during, like, following an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, that could happen again and the sun could go away, so we gonna kill some folks.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of human sacrifice as
just
a treat.
Just a little bit. As a treat.
Yeah.
And if you don't have human sacrifices at home, store-bought is fine.
Yeah.
So here's some Choctaw legends, and those are Indigenous Americans. A mischievous black squirrel gnawing on the sun is what causes eclipses.
Oh.
Kind of like the Chinese dragon, the squirrel must be frightened away by the clamor and yells of, like, humans.
So during an eclipse, you just holler?
Well, the ancient Chinese believed that you would go out with, like, pots and pans, and the noise would make the sun come back.
I think we're saying that when you go outside and you're looking.
Hoop. Holler.
You
bang
should
shit.
Holler.
It's like, get back here, you bitch.
Get back here.
Yeah. So Ojibwe and Cree peoples, they have a story that a boy, and it's sometimes a little person, named Tikabis, sought revenge on the sun for burning him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like his sister was like, dude, don't do this shit. He caught the sun in a snare and it causes an eclipse.
Okay.
Various animals try to release the sun from the trap, but only the lowly mouse could gnaw through the ropes and set the sun back in its path.
Okay.
It's a cute story.
That's cuter than the people from India who were like, yeah, this is some severed head.
Yeah, it's flying around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a West African. And these people were from the northern Togo and Benin region.
Right.
According to their legend, human anger and fighting spread to the sun and the moon, who then began to fight with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes an eclipse.
Okay.
The legendary first mothers, Puka Puka, and a name I can't say, and I couldn't find it on Google Translate either.
Mm.
But anyway, her name starts with a K, will urge the villagers to demonstrate peace, to get the sun and the moon to stop fighting so the sun comes back. During an eclipse, the people would make amends for old feuds, and they would, like, come together and try and be peaceful and nice.
You know, the gist I'm getting is that the vibes is bad.
Bad vibes. Okay, so the ancient Egyptians did not have any explicit fucking things, like carvings or anything about eclipses.
What the hell? Did they just miss it?
No, they would have been observed by, like, the sun worshippers. They were sun worshippers.
Why don't they know about it then? Why don't they write, tell me a story about it?
Scholars believe that because eclipses were so distressing, they were deliberately left unrecorded so as not to endow the event with a degree of permanence.
The vibes were too bad.
Or to tempt the sun god Ra in any way. One Egyptologist has suggested that various references to an apparently metaphorical form of blindness align with historical eclipse dates, and maybe symbolic records of these events, or perhaps papyrus records were simply lost to time.
Hmm.
But worshipping the sun, you'd think they would carve shit about eclipses, but I get it. They're like, that scared the fucking shit
the
out of me.
The vibes were too bad.
The vibes was off. They don't pass the vibe check. We are never speaking of this again.
I get you.
Lest it return.
I think they'd know, though.
Okay, so all of that was cool. Nature, myths, we love that
mices,
shit.
Mices, yeah.
Mice.
Yeah.
That's plural for mice.
Right.
Mices.
Right, mices.
Uh-huh. And so now we're going to talk about something stupid.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. The conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And there are so many, and each one is stupider than the last.
Very good.
And here are some of my favorites. Atheists and Satanists are going to sacrifice Christians on the eclipse.
I wish.
No, we're not. And I mean, I'm not an atheist or a Satanist, but I am a spicy daddy enthusiast.
I'm pretty sure atheists and Satanists are going to be at work.
Yeah. I don't think he's interested in any of this, Satan. I don't think he cares.
No, that's my vibe.
The eclipse will last for 3 days because it's actually the planet Nibiru.
Oh.
No, it's not.
No, we know what, but we know what this is.
That's not how space works. So stop listening to things on TikTok. That's where I saw that one.
Oh.
So while ancient peoples can be forgiven for not understanding why eclipses happen, although many did, like many ancient cultures did, the Greeks knew exactly why it was happening. They weren't bothered.
There are a lot of them that are into stars and stuff. They know what's going on.
So what's the far right's excuse for being so fucking dumb? Why y'all dumb?
Well, my favorite is when it happens and then it's not 3 days.
It's like 3 hours.
Right, it's about 3 hours.
Alex Jones, the sweaty gay frogman, is on X spewing a bunch of dumb fuckery. He says there will be many Masonic rituals heralding the new world order. He's always saying that shit. The post, which has more than 3,000 retweets and 1 million views, illustrates how everyone's a dumbass. That's literally it.
God.
That's it. In another eclipse tweet posted on March 28th, which has 3.8 million views, Alex Jones included a video of a man speculating that various Texas and Oklahoma counties had declared a state of emergency in order to usher in a billionaire-led New World Order.
Well, so Sarah, let me tell Fuckabee, you why, did for sure.
Yeah, Sarah Fuckabee, that's our governor.
Yeah.
The fuckabee.
The fuckabee.
The fucked up a bee.
God.
Who's dressing her? Why is she wearing curtains? Don't understand.
With the little cowboy boots. They're not cute.
Nope. Why are you blinking at different times? Why are both eyes not coordinated? God damn.
What about the lectern fuckabee?
She looks like she got hit with a shovel.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're declaring a state of emergency because our small towns cannot handle the millions of people coming through our areas to look at the eclipse. That's literally it.
Yeah.
That's it. To get government funding in case things go awry.
Yeah.
That's all. Not that the New World Order... Y'all, there is no order. No, all is chaos. No,
all is chaos.
Chaos reigns, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But my favorite place to be right now is Conspiracy Reddit.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous right now.
Is it really?
Some guy is reporting on cow activity.
You know, do you think how much of this is like Russian and stuff?
Some of it, surely. But the cows are mooing too much.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Because of the eclipse, the cows are mooing out their warning.
I think that that's a troll post.
It wasn't.
Come on.
Yeah. Here's a post about a guy getting all worked up over nothing. Here it goes. I'm going to read the whole post.
Okay.
Because it's good. At first, I thought nothing was going to happen, and this is all a bit blown out of proportion. But then I started researching why people thought this eclipse was so special. And it turns out there are many things, like the previous eclipse only being 6 years apart in the same area. The red heifer sacrifice on that day. CERN, trillions of cicadas coming out, and most importantly, the military being deployed with 70 helicopters.
He forgot the cool comet. There is a comet. That's not a conspiracy.
It's called the Devil's Comet.
It's cool.
It is cool. To clarify, I don't think this is the apocalypse, but something is going to happen that day. Because every time people just try to talk about the eclipse, they get downvoted to oblivion.
Ugh.
And there are what I assume crowd control bot accounts that keep commenting nothing will happen.
I like that he could only assume.
Yeah, even though objectively some pretty interesting things will happen.
Okay, guys.
Objectively what, you cunt? Anyway, these crowd control bots make me think that they are actively trying to suppress serious discussion around this topic, and they are planning to do something on that day. I don't know what the hell they're up to, but please, for the love of God, stay safe out there.
Oh, for the love of God. He better get to his bunker.
Here's what he thinks is going to happen.
Okay.
My main concern about the eclipse is that a ton of people will be all bunched up in the path of totality. And on top of that, they will be distracted by the eclipse themselves. Not to mention that the eclipse will darken the area significantly while it's active.
Yeah.
So a lot of potentially nefarious things could be done to a bunched up, distracted crowd in the darkness. Avoid crowds. Be prepared to bug in for a while. Bug in.
Yeah.
So just stay home? Why can't you just say stay home?
You got to bug in.
Do not trust the military. Avoid their line of sight at all costs.
Bugging in is staying at home, but wearing cool sunglasses while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a bag.
Yeah, with a bag.
With my purse.
Yeah, it has a water bottle in it.
And he just keeps going on and on. And he's like, I repeat, avoid military contact. I recommend watching Urban Evasion Tactics on YouTube to prepare if you're in the path of totality.
Parkour.
Fuck, we're in the path of totality. We got to study military evasion tactics.
We're a little bit right out of it. I'm not exactly in it.
It's in enough. Do you really want to take the risk of the military and then we're not evading them?
Oh.
And then we're, I don't know.
I'm going to parkour off my wall.
They are planning something. Who the fuck is they? Who is they? The boogeyman? Bigfoot? Lizard people? A sexy half Spider-Man who wants to make me his wife?
You could be Madame Web.
I could be Madame Web. Whoa. Yeah. That movie is dumb, by the way. We didn't watch it. We just watched people make fun of it.
Yeah.
I want to know when the people in the Reddit conspiracy are going, they, who are they talking about? Who is it?
The men's in black.
No, they're talking. They're like, is it the Democrats? The Democrats are going to get us?
Oh, I hope so.
I don't think Joe Biden could get a Werther's out of a wrapper.
No, probably not. I mean, he's busy sniffing a kid or something.
Here's another. This one's even better.
Okay.
This is my favorite one because it gets really unhinged. In the year X, 24, the second of two eclipses from an X over the U.S., they are exactly 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days apart. The exact midpoint to the day was the day the first Pfizer vaccine was administered in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
For the corona, in parentheses, sun, thank you, virus. The X is made over a place dubbed Little Egypt. On the day, NASA will not launch rockets in a program named after the Egyptian god of darkness. He didn't give the name of the guy, but whatever.
Oh.
CERN will turn back on, and we should know already of their esoteric connections. The two broods of cicada this year meet somewhat near the eclipse's X, possible earthquake watch, as well as comets named the Devil's Comet.
Whoa.
The Super Bowl was an ice fire eclipse ritual this year. Shortly after this time, we may see the fake Jews try summoning the AC as well as the May Pandemic Treaty.
What is any of that?
This is a ritual. It's not doomsday. Likely nothing will happen tomorrow, but things will change afterwards.
Whoa.
Reset will really begin ramping up, I bet.
Dang.
Dude, might I suggest... You don't need to touch grass. You need to eat grass like a dog who's got an upset stomach. No, because
that's the red heifer. That's what a red heifer would do, Lillian.
Is eat the grass.
Is eat the, don't eat the grass.
When do the frogs turn gay?
Right now, they're gay.
Oh, my God. And Jesus was trans because of the trans day of visibility on Easter, and it turned Jesus trans.
Oh, my God.
And instead of stigmata, he's got top surgery scars now.
Makes sense. Oh, my God.
Lord.
My God.
And now he's going, yas, up in heaven.
Yes.
Anyway, sure, Jan. These people. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's part of it, is that CERN is turning back on the eclipse day.
Was he turned off? Was he not horny? Or?
No, not like that.
Oh.
It's like he's plenty horny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's getting more tomorrow.
Well, they're just making the Hadron Collider collide again.
Okay.
And we didn't die the first time, so I'm not sure why we'd die this time.
We'll get it right this time.
Oh, and die?
Yeah.
Cool. You know what okay. Do they want... It just seems like these people want bad, weird shit to happen.
Yes, I think that it's a death cult.
Well, that's upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Get a new hobby.
I agree.
Perhaps play Stardew Valley. It is quite soothing and cute.
It is. It's and they wholesome. Got that expansion with the island now.
Oh, yeah, the Coral Island.
Yeah.
It's cute. You should play it instead of be whatever you're... You sound upsetty, spaghetti. They sound like their blood pressure is just through the roof.
I don't know why Alex Jones hasn't stroked out yet.
I'm really confused.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, how is his voice still going with all that gravelly hollering?
It's fake, but I think it's real now. Because he really, like, blew out his voice.
Yeah. It used to be fake. I know that for sure. Mm-hmm, but, like, anyway. I can't believe he's even still around talking. He should be living in a box under a bridge.
Yeah, I agree.
I want all them Sandy Hook parents all that money.
Yeah, right?
How much was it, like, a billion? Like, 900
million? A lot. More it's space numbers.
Now, we're going to listen to, like, folk tales and various traditions people do during eclipses. Like, kind of superstitions. In a Transylvanian folktale, the sun turns away from humankind's horrible behavior during an eclipse.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
And then a toxic dew will fall.
Oh.
Now, sometimes dew does, like, form on plants and stuff and on windows.
Because of the temperature change.
Because of an intense temperature change. but it's not toxic. I mean, it's probably full of microplastics, so maybe.
Yeah.
Even into the 19th century, some people believed that you shouldn't breathe the outdoor air during an eclipse. Laundry left out to dry was considered contaminated. Native Alaskans interpreted an eclipse to mean that the sun was sick, so they turned over their pots and cooking utensils to avoid the sun's illness.
See, it's always bad. Eclipse bad vibes.
Eclipse scary vibes for everyone. Other explanations were less ominous, but like not comforting either. The Bellicula tribe of Canada figured the sun was merely a little clumsy and occasionally dropped its torch.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
That's cute.
It's like, oops. A few moon-worshipping cultures, such as the Chimu of northern Peru, celebrated solar eclipses as lunar victories. But the takeaway from most other myths and legends and stories was that their solar eclipses were bad or terrible.
Yeah.
Like, those are the moon-worshippers were the only one like, hell yeah, moon time.
Yeah, moon did it. Moon did it. Look what it did.
Fuck you, sun. The moon's better.
Right.
Yeah. Eclipses have been blamed for tragedies, wars, disease outbreaks, and the deaths of prominent people. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Here's what a witness to an eclipse in Mexico in 1508 said. Piece by piece, the fire of the sun was eaten until it was replaced by a ring of fire. There was no way to see it and not foretell the total destruction of the world.
Ugh.
Yeah, bad vibes.
Bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Navajo blamed the eclipse for the Spanish flu pandemic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And now we're not, like, superstitious about eclipses at all, right?
No, we are.
Right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
In 2009, financial behaviorist Gabriel Lepori found that stock prices fall on eclipse days.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some people, and this is to this day, like, this is not me making it up, will close their curtains and refuse to go outside. And you know what? I know we want to laugh at that, but it does feel weird outside during an eclipse.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's not a good feeling.
I think it's the electromagnetism stuff. That's
yeah,
what
it makes you feel weird.
Yeah.
I get why ancient people just lost their minds.
Right. They're like, eclipse bad.
They're like, I'm sure the sun will come back and I'm just freaking out. Except now I feel weird and none of the animals are making noise.
Right.
And the wind switched directions. Oh my God. Yeah, mm-hmm, I get mm-hmm. it. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things like warning about eclipse rays online that'll harm children and unborn babies, and some people believe you shouldn't eat or drink during an eclipse at all, like it makes the food weird. I just think that's silly.
I guess, like, I don't know what to think, you know.
I don't either. Why would it make the food weird though?
Who knows? It's a lot of people are saying it. I don't know.
So the Chippewa Indians shot flaming arrows at the sun to try and reignite it.
That's not going to work, my guys.
Ancient Mayans would eat a certain kind of snake, trying to get the sun to come back.
Well, come on, cram this down your throat.
Hiss.
Yes, no.
Snake can't make noise other than that.
I don't know why my snake exploded.
Hindu people would immerse themselves in water, particularly the Ganges River, and encourage the sun to fight off the dragon. And that modern Hindus will still take a traditional dip in the Ganges, but
they'll do that for anything, I feel like.
And I just want to tell them to don't, because it's full of
there.
Dead bodies
yeah.
and poop.
Yeah.
Please don't go in there.
Don't go in
you're
there.
Gonna
drink
get,
it.
You're going to get MRSA at the very least. Yeah, like I said, the ancient Chinese, to try to wake up the sun and make it come back, would just fucking beat the shit out of pots and pans.
Yeah, scare it back in.
Yeah, but this whole thing is interesting. So they try and make as much racket as possible to scare the dragon away that's trying to eat the sun. Chinese astronomers kept meticulous records of eclipses, in part because they were considered to be a kind of cosmic, like, referendum on the emperor,
mm-hmm.
and not in a good way, like saying your emperor's fucking garbage because this the eclipse.
Wouldn't it be confusing if you had, like, a super awesome emperor? And then, like, mm-hmm. the eclipse were like, no, he sucked. And you're like, but wait, but everyone really liked him, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, legend has it that at least two palace astronomers were beheaded for being drunk on the job and, depending on the story, failing to predict an eclipse or failing to show up when one appeared.
Right.
Like, fucking dude, coward. Like,
what fucking garbage astronomer you are.
Just being drunk and hiding from the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, kill you. But yeah, those are some cool things about eclipses that I didn't know and I thought I would share with all of you.
Yeah. So, what if, like, the astronomer was wrong and we're all gathered out there and nothing happens?
I would actually be very upset and worried.
You think so?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because all of science have said it will happen. And then if it doesn't, then maybe the moon is gone.
Well, you could see it at night.
I used to, as a kid, have a bad dream that the moon exploded or went away all the time.
Yeah.
And I looked up what would happen if
the moon... Bad. I remember all the titles and everything.
We would die. We would die horribly and it would be the end of the world.
Oh, dang. So, okay, well, no blowing up the moon then.
And the sun isn't gonna... It just really makes me sad because, like, I went onto TikTok and there are legitimately so many scared people.
Yeah.
So afraid that something bad is going to happen tomorrow. And the only thing that's going to happen is the regular bad stuff that happens every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. So don't worry.
I would just be, like, kind of amused if they got it wrong.
I would be amused, but a little freaked out. Here's, let me tell you this. Let's just say they turn on the CERN.
Yeah.
And then they
we get spaghettified, yeah.
And then, like, they open a portal to hell. Cool. And then Satan comes out with all of his guys, and all of his bros.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? You're just going to die like the rest of us. So why are you wasting the time you have left having your blood pressure be all high and getting diarrhea?
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
Mm-mm.
Settle down.
Mm-hmm.
But I am with you. I think that, like, these people, like, spouting these nonsenses want it to happen super bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I hope the sun explodes. I
can't wait for Godzilla to come out. Ugh.
Why would you want that? Why can't you think, I hope that the eclipse deposits a basket of kittens and joints in everyone's home.
Yeah.
That'd be so rad.
That would be rad.
We'll get high and we'll pet the kittens.
Yeah.
The sun comes back. All of that vanishes because I don't need any more cats in my house.
Mm-mm.
But it was fun to pet them for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're just sun kittens.
Sun kittens.
And they're really cute.
I love them.
Sparkly. Yeah, they kind of glow like fireflies.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a good idea I had. Yeah. Sun kitten for president.
Yeah.
Eclipse for president.
Eclipse for president.
I mean, I think that all the politicians have bad vibes, so I don't see any difference.
That's true, that's true.
So what I want y'all to tell me what you did for the eclipse. Did you go outside and yell at the sun?
Did you hit your pots and pans to make it come back?
Did you cower in fear that the sun wouldn't come back like ancient man?
Yeah.
Did you fuck and, like, do black magic?
Whoa.
I don't know. Tell me. Come into my Discord. Come there.
Come in there.
Come into our Discord. And then talk to me about the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, please do not take pictures of the eclipse with your phone. It'll fry its camera.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Get your little, if you don't have your little glasses, it's okay. Just look at the shadow on the ground.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up your eyes, my friends.
Don't do it.
It's not right.
No.
But I hope we're all excited. I'm excited to have a once in a lifetime thing for me because I'm not going to drive to no fucking eclipse anywhere or fly to one. So I'm just like, I'm fucking super pumped.
We're just going to look at the eclipse at home. And then the eclipse at home is like a lunar eclipse.
Yeah, we'll use the eclipse we have at home. We're in 99% totality, so that's really cool.
Yeah, ow, yep.
That's almost the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if I get best great value eclipse.
It's fine. I'm happy with the eclipse I have.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lift a gift eclipse in the mouth,
no.
For example.
No.
Hate that saying. Anyway, yeah, so coming to our Discord.
Coid. Yeah.
Oh, look at you, just ready to spring into action when I say something stupid.
Well, you're good at not talking dumb.
Sorry, that took, like, some mental gymnastics for me to get to what you were saying. I get what you're saying. You wanted to mock me for, oh, how the high have fallen low.
Yes, mighty have fallen.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
To suck dick.
No.
Anyway, join the Discord, join our Patreon. I am losing the ability to talk and going oin, oin, oin at every word that I say. And I've just become punk rock, and now I have to go Rage Against the Machine or something.
Yes.
Anyway, hey, if all you could... Oh, wait.
Whoa, oi.
Oi. Put this in reverse, mate. Anyway, that was bad. If you're on YouTube, for love of God, leave a comment. Just say, like, hey, Lillian. No, or like yes or yay.
Yeah.
And then like and subscribe, because this is going to have videos soon.
Soon.
Soon. I'm setting up a whole filming area. I'm trying. Very excited.
We're trying.
Encourage me.
Yes.
Yes. Encourage me, friends.
Please.
Please. I don't know why I'm doing weird voices. Anyway.
Boy.
And if all you can do to listen to this podcast is support this podcast, is listen. God help
oy,
me.
Oy.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if you want to send me money, too.
Yeah, do it.
Do you want to buy me an Eclipse cheeseburger?
Eclipse cheeseburger.
Me and Maris like to use the McDonald's app and get like a couple cheeseburgers for very cheap.
Yes.
It's like $7.
Yeah.
So if you want to send me $7, I'm going to take my baby to McDonald's on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.